This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors and other stuff. We talk about wildlife, and we talk occasionally about legislation and things like that. So if you're joining us, be prepared to talk about hunting and fishing or whatever, or listen to me expound about it. Right. But most importantly, we solicit your phone calls. And we'd like to hear from you at 410 WCBM 680, 410 922 6680. That's our phone number, 1 800 WCBM 680. Uh-oh, got a text here. Oh, okay. Our texter, I think that's Robin. She said, good morning, Brian. So she's up and listening this morning. So Brian Farlow is our producer here this morning, and he will be taking your phone calls. He'll be answering when you call. That pleasant voice on the other end is Brian. And we await to hear what you plan on adding to the show this morning. So we'll see. My. I got an interesting phone call the other day. You remember we had an interview with Letha Grimes, and she talked about the new scoping regulations. And she was primarily concentrated, because she's in the freshwater part of the deal, she was mainly focused on the freshwater regulations, or the changes to the regulations. But I got a call the other day and an email from a listener in Hooper's Island. And he said, do you know anything about this long line bill? And I said, no. He said, it's a regulations proposal, and it's pretty detrimental to the bay. And I said, okay, let me see it. And he sent it to me. I hadn't gone back to look. He sent it to me, and we kind of glossed over it during the show with Letha here. Because, again, she's freshwater, recreational. And so here's the section of the scoping changes that are being considered. And unfortunately, you only have till tomorrow to comment on this, and I will give you the email address if you like. This is under gear, commercial and recreational, and it says, due to bills passed by the General Assembly during the 2016 session, the department must write regulation for a number of gears. The Sport Fish Tidal Fish Gear Work Group met on June 30th to discuss the gears and potential rules, and the following changes are being considered. This is under fin fish trot lines for commercial use. House Bill 63 provides the department the ability to regulate the use of commercial fin fish trot lines. Previously, the legality of the use of the fin fish trot lines by commercial licensees was vague due to multiple statutory interpretations. So the rules the department is considering are, this is a trot line now. Keep this in mind, for fin fish, not for crabs. A trot line, in effect a long line. Length, 1,200 foot maximum per trot line. That is four football fields. No limit on the number of trot lines. No limit on the number of hooks. Let the user self-regulate. Allow the total length limit to limit the number. So let's just take, for example, you're watching a Sunday football game or a Monday night football game, or you're at the stadium, and you look from end zone to end zone, And that's 100 yards, 300 feet. Now imagine four of those back to back to back to back with a hook hanging at every yard line. On every yard line, every hash line, there's a hook hanging off of a line stretched out over four football fields. The depth must be set in water no less than 6 feet deep at mean low tide and must be set at least 6 feet below the water surface. The minimum hook size is 5-aught. 5-aught. That's a big hook. That's a pretty big hook. I mean, we use 3-aught, 4-aught to fish for smallmouth and largemouth bass, but a 5-aught hook, most people aren't using that unless they're targeting a larger species. For floats, you make the rules the same as the crab trot line floats. The types of hooks, you require circle hooks. And the bait limitations, you prohibit all live bait. From March 15th to June 15th, you must set the baits on the bottom. No suspended baits allowed. You prohibit finfish trot line gear on the main stem of the bay below the bay bridge, including the Pocomoke and Tangier Sounds, which is a protected shark issue. My emailer said this: I've spoken to DNR to get clarifications and an understanding of what is being considered in this scoping of regs. Here they are. All TFL holders will be able to do this year-round. March 1 to June 15th, the sets must be set on the bottom. The rest of the year, they may be placed at any height. Unlimited amount of 1,200-foot line. Set one individual TFL may set 30 or more. It's unlimited. 1,200-foot line sets. The only air restricted from these line sets from the Bay Bridge down, they may not be set in the main stem, including Pocomoke Tangier Sounds. In other words, they'll be allowed in the Honga, the Chop Tank, the Patuxent Rivers, all the tributaries above the Bay Bridge, they'll be allowed everywhere. All fish may be caught and kept on these line sets, not just catfish. They reason that using a 5-aught hook, no rockfish will be caught. This type of gear is called tub trawling, the form of long lining. This will have a profound impact on the Chesapeake Bay if implemented, and that is from our listener. Maryland Department of Natural Resources is accepting public comment on this until tomorrow. The comments go to fisheriespublic.comment.dnr@maryland.gov. And if you'd like me to send this to you today, email me ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And I will be more than glad to do that. Long lining in the tributaries in Chesapeake Bay, with the target being catfish, but God knows what the bycatch will be. DNR doesn't think that any rockfish will be caught on these. Let's talk to Bill in Reisterstown. Hey, Bill, how are you, buddy?
Morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Yeah, what could go wrong with a bunch of trot lines out there?
Unlimited trot lines in the upper bay and, one guy running 30 of them in any of the tributaries. What could possibly go wrong?
I don't know.
Well,
who came up with that legislation?
I'll give you one guess. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I mean, there's so much stuff down there, and we're focused on the hunting more than anything.
Right.
How this happened, I don't know, but we're going to find out, and unfortunately, people only have till tomorrow to comment on it. So
follow the money.
That's always sound when you're dealing with legislation. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Sound principle, and absolutely true. So
ready for some goose hunting or what?
Yeah, probably. Probably. I'm watching them. I sent you that video, and that happens every night.
Yeah, I want to go up on that roof. I want to try that out.
Yeah.
I've seen them do it before, but that's crazy.
I watched a gang of about 20 or 30 pitch in there the other night. We have a roof nearby that's a public It's a public facility, and I'm not revealing where, but I sit in the parking lot and watch these geese pitch in every couple of nights. And, you know, I've counted as many as, I think 77 was my high one night. So there's a lot of geese on that roof. All these are resident birds, of course. And they come from everywhere. So it's a well-known roosting area.
There's a lot of goose poop up there, too.
What's that?
That'd be a lot of goose poop up there, too.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. So
that could get messy.
I'm not going up there to find out. So that's true. So anyway, are you ready for the season, I guess? That's coming up here this week.
Ready as I'll ever be. I don't foresee anything usually that first week because they just get they get messed with beforehand and then around for opening day, and you can't put them on a any regular schedule.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I think it's still a lot of corn that's not getting cut. They're going mainly into hay fields right now.
That's true. That's true. I see them out there grazing. Yep.
Yeah, I think the doves are starting to come around now, get a few more dove around.
Mm-hmm.
And actually some early reports of teal around.
Really? Already?
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully I'll get the impoundment flooded up there in PA and go up there and kill a pile of green wings.
That'd be great. So
too bad they're not all colored up nice.
Yeah, this time of year they're a little nasty. I did get my wood duck back the other day. It's beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful animal. So
well, fingers are crossed that I still have that place again this coming year.
What's that?
I said, fingers are crossed that I still have that place again this year.
Yeah, well, we never know. Let's see what happens. So
I know the landowner passed away, and it's up for sale.
Oh, boy.
And I know that there's a contract on it.
Uh-oh.
But I don't know how fast, because of the estate and everything, how fast that's going to happen.
Right. That's a gorgeous farm, no question about it.
Pretty place.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty place.
Yep.
But, yeah. Try and get a couple kids out this year for Youth Day.
That'd be nice. That would be real nice.
I've just been working a lot more, so.
Yeah, you went back into the workforce, huh?
Yeah, just trying to, you know, catch up on some things. It's paying for kids to go to college.
Yeah. It's always a challenge. That's true.
It's not an easy thing, but I can't complain. They're both doing well, and one's actually already graduated, and he's already got a job. So
good for him. Good for him. Yep.
Pretty proud of him. So
well, I would be too. Good idea.
So. Yeah. So I'll be in touch.
And, do that. Yep.
Well, if I get something really hot, I'll give you a holler.
Good deal. You got it, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Take care, Alan.
All righty. Bye-bye. Here's my buddy Bill from M&A Guide Service. Hunting with Bill for years and years and years. All right. What do you think of this? What do you think of this finfish trot line regulations? I mean, come on. Whose management decision was this to allow these unlimited 1,200-foot trot lines with unlimited numbers of hooks? Let the industry regulate them? A 5-aught hook? My question is, when they say no live bait, what are you going to be allowed to use on a 1,200-foot trot line to attract fish? What does that mean? Chicken necks? Razor clams? Chicken livers? I mean, if you're targeting catfish, what do you use other than live bait? Some kind of dough ball? Or are they talking actually live bait, like live eels and that type of thing? Are you going to be able to use cut menhaden? That's not clear. It just says no live bait. You tell me. If you're a commercial fisherman, what do you know about it? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I think it's opening Pandora's box, but that's just me. I don't know what it does for, I don't know if it's sound management or not. I don't think so. But, I don't know. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk about one of our sponsors here. I was in Clyde's Sports Shop the other day. Mr. Clyde's doing well with his replacement shoulder. And hot weather has been, it's been affecting people going fishing and even thinking about going hunting. We talked about that. We need some cooler weather, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen this week. Regardless. And, you know, we catch up on some talk, and some of, you know, one of his customers is doing okay in the hospital. We talked about my buddy Ray Tinsley. Ray was at the as a member of the Upper Bay Gun Club, and he was at the Crab Feast 2 weeks ago when Robin and I were up there on Saturday. And come to find out, Ray passed away the following Monday. Seemed like the picture of health. He was eating crabs and shooting trap, and passed away two mornings later. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Ray's family. I've known Ray for nearly 30 years, and so it was a very surprising loss. So, but I was talking about Clyde's Sports Shop, and I took a little side trip. I'm sorry. But I did want to mention Ray. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer, your hunting headquarters here in Maryland. There's a rifle that is very reasonably priced. It's called the A-Bolt 3. And it's a package gun. It comes already packaged with a Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope mounted at the factory. It's a blued barrel with a beautiful walnut stock, nicely finished, 60-degree throw bolt action, a detachable double-stack magazine, and calibers are .243, 7mm .08, .308, .270, .30-06, 7mm Remington mag, and 300 Win mag. It's a great hunting rifle for those of you who are looking for a reasonably priced, high-powered bolt-action rifle. I recommend the Browning A-Bolt 3 package gun. So, there it is. Very simple. Stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. See the full selection of all Browning firearms. There are some rebates, I believe, till the end of this month. So stop in there this weekend. Check it all out. Tell them you said heard it here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788. For the best hunting of your life, call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, attention gun owners, hunters, shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com. On Facebook, Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, for your gun, your muzzleloader, even your crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website. Then call Stephen at 301-331-2500, 301-331-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, and flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right. Hey, Dale and Denton, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan.
Tell me about these regulations.
I'll stir the pot a little bit.
Please.
There's two individuals that have been pushing this.
Okay.
And you know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
Jay Jacobs.
Yep.
And Walter Brown. President of the Maryland Waterman Association, if your viewers aren't aware of, those two individuals are the ones that primarily got the former director fired, dismissed, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Mr. Brown is a convicted felon.
Okay.
He was convicted in 1993, I believe it was, for violating the Lacey Act for the catching, transport, and sale of over 40,000 pounds of largemouth bass.
Largemouth bass. I don't think you're allowed to catch those commercially in Maryland.
I don't think so. He has other numerous convictions from the state, but those two individuals, Alan, are essentially running fisheries.
Really?
Yep. And I've been sitting on this a year and a half. You and I have talked about it on numerous occasions, and it's not right.
So you're talking about a high-ranking official in the world of watermen.
Yep.
And a delegate.
Yep. They're the ones. They're the ones that are pulling a lot of these strings.
Hmm.
Now you know my experience. I was with that outfit a long time.
Yeah, 30-some years in fisheries. Well,
it's just not right.
No, but just looking at it from a biological standpoint.
Yes. I mean, I've worked with some fine commercial watermen.
Sure, but I'm talking about these trot lines.
Yep. It just doesn't make sense.
I mean, I can't see anything but detriment to the fishery.
No, it's not. It's Alan. It's just not to mention all the other possible problems you can have with it, with use of you know, people going out hook and line and catching these things and just having problems. If you look at the regulations they have for the freshwater trout lines, they're very specific.
Yeah,
and they're very limited. You have to do certain things. It's not like it's a carte blanche. This is strictly carte. I mean, it's, you know, the open range effect.
Well, I'm thinking that these 1,200 foot trout lines are going to be made out of probably quarter inch nylon number five or whatever that number is. They're going to have snoods on them like a regular crab trout line,
right?
Or basically leaders to, I'm assuming they're going to be monofilament leaders, dropping these hooks down, five-aught circle hook, 1,200-foot trot line, even at every 3 feet, you're talking, 400 feet, 400 hooks yeah. per line?
Well, here's something else to consider too, Alan. What are the status of the catfish stocks?
I don't know.
Particularly channel catfish. Would they? I mean, it sounds like this is a year primarily directed at catfish.
Well, that's what certainly it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly sounds like. But I mean, what's the bycatch going to be?
Yeah. Yeah. But again, if the catfish stocks, if you start having on those catfish stocks with another year, I don't think that's a good thing either.
Well, they do serve a purpose. I mean, you know, every fish out there serves its own purpose.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, I don't know if they're trying to target blue catfish with these things.
Well, that came to mind.
You know, I mean, I'm trying to stop the spread of that invasive species, but, you know, let's say you are targeting a blue catfish. Does a blue catfish eat something different than a channel catfish?
Yes. Yeah. Well,
I mean, are you going to use cut mud shad for bait? You're going to use cut alewives? What are you going to? I mean, that would be my thing, that mm-hmm. they're going to use cut bait.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, they're not. What are they? What else are they going to do? They're not going to invest right. in anything, any other high priced bait than that.
So.
But I can't imagine, you know, some bass fisherman shooting up the, you know, up the chop sank, heading for a spot and coming entangled in a web of 1,200-foot trot lines around his prop.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And that upper chop tank's pretty narrow, Alan.
Yes, it is, no question.
So, but again, it's just a shame what's happened to fishery service.
Yes.
I've been stewing over this for a year and a half.
Well, they're under some type of reorganization right now.
Yeah, and I wonder who brought that on.
I don't know. Good question. So, all right, sir.
It's just a shame.
Appreciate the information.
All right, Alan.
All right, Dale. Thanks. Bye bye. All right, John, North Carolina. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Well, I took the muzzleloader out to the range Wednesday, I think.
This is the one you won?
It is.
Okay.
First try at 100 yards. Very first shot, I clipped the bullseye and turned to a fellow at the range, so that's it, I'm going home. I fired two more that were not quite as good, but it's ready for muzzle. It's ready for deer.
Good. Good for you.
It's fantastic.
Do you mount your own scope on it?
I've got to upgrade my scope. You know, my eyes have changed over the years, and this scope, I lost a buck 2 years ago because of it, so I guess I've been stubborn about it. I wasn't sure there wasn't brush in the way.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't take the shot.
Yeah.
So I've got a scope in the closet, an extra Nikon. I'm going to put that on there and take it out again.
There you go. Yep.
It was so easy to clean up.
Oh, yeah. That has the breech plug you just turn out with your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They're great. We're talking about CVA muzzleloaders, and thank you for reminding me. I got to reach out to our friends at CVA again. So,
well, I can't thank you enough. It's so much easier to maintain.
Yep.
and I'm using the Blackhorn 209, so it's not even corrosive.
That's a good. That's a good powder. Good replacement powder. I like that.
Yeah. I was a sport. I bought the 209 breech plug.
Because
one guy said, "Well, you know, that thing's going to hang fire." Well, no, it don't.
No, it's not going to hang fire. So
no.
You're right.
It was just great, and the only thing that was really, really different was out of, 16 years of muzzleloading, it is really hard to break myself of the tendency to put a patch in my mouth to get ready to shoot shots.
Yeah, you don't need to do that anymore.
No.
You put your reload in your pocket. You got your little ball starter there if you want to have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you reload, you dump the powder down, you shove that sabot in there, and away you go.
It was so strange not, you know, to break my habit.
But I will tell you, somewhere down the line, you're going to need to clean out some of the plastic fouling from the sabots.
I did run a brush through it when I got home.
Yeah, that's not quite enough. There's a couple different cleaning solutions out there. I can't say their name right now, that you're going to need to run through there and eat that plastic out of there. But it's not a difficult thing to do. I mean, if you wanted to use acetone, that's another good one.
Yeah,
I would just run an oil patch through there after you run the acetone down there and get all after you brush it again, run a couple clean patches down till you have no residue left, and then run an oil patch down in it before you shoot it. Then run a clean patch down there and fire a couple primers, and you're good to go.
Yeah,
they're not difficult to maintain at all.
No, the beauty is it's just so easy to disassemble everything.
Exactly. Yep.
Anyway, I wanted to let you know it's shooting great.
Good to go.
Yep.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Good luck out there. See you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Mike in Finksburg. What's up, Mike?
Hi, Alan.
Hey, Mike.
I'm calling for a young boy. His dad listens to the show religiously for years.
Okay.
And his dad caught a 2.5-pound bass in Okeechobee.
Wow.
It was years ago, but he never called. And this is for Bill from your son, Nick. And this is for Bill in Ellicott City. And I just wanted to mention to him, Bill, you got a son named Nick, and he wanted to put it on the air. And I said I could do it for him. And he's so proud of it, but he couldn't. He never called.
Well, that's good. It's okay.
And if you're out there, call in, buddy, please.
Networking over the air. I love it.
So. Hey, Alan, also, our friend.
Yeah.
She did call my phone twice.
Good.
The tent lady that has the...
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Sure.
And she's okay. She called me, but I wasn't there. I was in the Social Security office.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
I don't know.
It's completely out of her area now. It is destroyed.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened to her, but everything's good, buddy.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, and I'll see you one day.
Thanks, okay? Mike. Okay. Take care.
Alan.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. All right. Well, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, I want to tell you about Stauffer's auction. We talked about Denny Stauffer and his auction, his sportsman's auction last year. Coming up again this year on October 8th. It's the annual sportsman auction, Saturday, October 8th, at Stauffer's, Stouffer, apostrophe S, auction, and that's on Leadersburg Pike, 21140 Leadersburg Pike in Hagerstown, Maryland. Denny is now accepting consignments for his auction. Firearms, ammunition, hunting supplies, bows, fishing gear, clothing. If you've got some extra items that you want to turn into cash at the auction, feel free to call Denny Stauffer at 301-791-6896 or email Denny at stauffersauctionco.com and talk with Denny. Bring a friend to the auction. www.stauffersauctionco.com. You'll be glad you did. Get rid of your stuff. Give Denny a call. 301-791-6896. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Redneck Blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge or deep in the woods or even on the marsh? I'll be hunting out of one of those this year, I'm pretty sure. Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, the new soft side hunting blinds and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles no matter what you shoot. That's right. For bow, whether it's a compound bow, a recurve, a crossbow, a muzzle loader, a high-powered rifle, a shotgun, the angles are right there. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Just check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. He'll hook you up. And you can see a Redneck Blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Now, gun owners, hunters, shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown is your one-stop gun shop for sales and service and training. A large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, you got it, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-833.
833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
On the next Sean and Frank, our guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of Partners in Crime, all about the Clinton Foundation. Monday morning, 5 to 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Heard a bullfrog actually call me. I mean, I try to give them all my number, but, you know, unless it's that Jeremiah guy. Jeremiah was a bullfrog, right? That's what I thought. Okay, remember last week we talked about the 77 million acres in Alaska that was on federal lands that were closed to wildlife management practices in Alaska? Well, we got another follow-up from that. From the folks at the Sportsman Alliance. When the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced rule changes for the 77 million acres of national wildlife refuges in Alaska on August 3rd, changes that the Sportsman Alliance vehemently opposed for many reasons, what we witnessed was a wholesale power grab by the federal government to usurp states' rights, a move that will undoubtedly not be limited to Alaska. What we saw immediately after the announcement was a wholesale hypocrisy and spin by Dan Ash, director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And now there's a screen grab, a screenshot, a photo of what appeared on the computer screens of anybody who was watching. Picture of that screen grab from Dan Ash. And he says at HSUS News, that's Humane Society of the United States News, thanks at Wayne Pacell, exclamation point. Wayne Pacell is the director of the Humane Society of the United States. Appreciate your support for managing Alaska refuges for all wildlife and all Americans. That is in response to Wayne Pacell tweeting out, breaking at POTUS. That would be the President of the United States, POTUS. Grounds, aerial hunting, and other inhumane predator-killing practices on refuges in Alaska. And then it lists the name of the blog for the Humane Society. So you see, we have the Humane Society of the United States headquartered here in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And the federal government working together to usurp the rights of the state of Alaska to manage its own wildlife by presidential fiat. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Director Dan Ash tweets his thanks to Wayne Pacell and HSUS. Ash, who was appointed by, guess who? President Obama to lead the Fish and Wildlife Service in the scientific management of wildlife in this country, immediately tweeted his thanks to Wayne Pacell and the Humane Society of the United States for helping their help in making it happen. HSUS spin on the entire rule change centers on aerial shooting of predators by the government and the trapping and hunting of apex predators such as wolves, coyotes, grizzly, and black bears. Emotional grandstanding, which to bang the fundraising drum, no doubt, but the crux of the argument for both Pacell and Ash, it's exactly what makes this movement hypocritical. Both Washington, D.C. residents, Pacell and Ash, argue that wildlife belongs to all Americans and therefore the voice of all Americans should be represented how Alaska manages federal lands within their borders. They're wrong. Reading from Post, the Sportsman's Alliance. Wildlife does belong to all Americans, just like Maryland wildlife belongs to all citizens of Maryland. It belongs to no one, but it belongs to everyone under the public trust doctrine. But it is entrusted to the goals of state fish and game agencies to manage in accordance with the wishes of its residents. We don't purchase a federal deer license that's reciprocal in all 50 states. We purchase a non-resident license, often at a higher price than residents, for the privilege of taking an animal there out of state. We don't have a national management program for deer, pheasants, elk, turkeys, or any other wildlife. That management is left to the states. We just talked to about some fisheries management and these detestable fin fish trot lines that they're going to implement. And no other state in this country is more legally entitled to manage its game population, including on federal lands within its border, than Alaska. It's spelled out in multiple laws and agreements and was debated three times by Congress, ultimately resulting in giving Alaska precedence, including 1959, the Alaska Statehood Act, 1980, Alaska Lands Act, which created most of the 77 million acres of refuges at the center of this unprecedented power grab. That would be under Ronald Reagan presidency. In 1997, the Refuge Improvement Act, which also made hunting and fishing priority public uses on all refuge lands. Further, this wasn't a move reflective of the voice of any American, much less all Americans. It was a bureaucratic move by federal agencies backed by a special interest group, one who 98% of Americans disagree with their ultimate agenda, talking about the Humane Society of the United States, the largest anti-hunting group in the world, headquartered here in Maryland. Just saying. What makes the position of Director Ash and Wayne Pacelle so egregiously disingenuous is that while they publicly tout the end of aerial predator management as representing the voice of all Americans, what they fail to mention is that the rule changes include provisions that literally strip Americans of their voice when it comes to management of the National Wildlife Refuge. Ash and Pacelle fail to publicly acknowledge that the rule changes include doubling the length of the emergency closure of refuge lands, Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, from 30 to 60 days, removing requirements for public hearings on such closures, and complete elimination of the maximum length of a temporary closure. Coming to a wildlife refuge near you. If Ash and Purcell were being honest with their tweets and blogs, they'd say what these rule changes actually were: a successful usurpation of power by the federal government to advance an anti-hunting agenda in the bulwark state, the bulwark state for hunters' rights. An offensive move that will allow them to invade western states and assume control of large swaths of federal public land to eliminate hunting, trapping, and other management methods with ease. I'm going to leave it there. It's September. Do you know how much damage can be done? September, October, November, December, and most of January by this administration in the next 5 months. The clock is ticking. They know their time is up. And moves like this is just the beginning. Moves like this is just the beginning. That is why this upcoming election is crucial. You need to get out and vote. If you vote for one of the candidates, you will have a continuation of this type of policy. And guess what? When you go to hunt elk in Colorado, you're not going to be able to walk on BLM land, let alone take an elk. You're not going to be able to walk in BLM land in Montana because hunting has been banned at the behest of the Humane Society of the United States and a complicit federal government. You may not even be able to go bow hunting for sika deer on Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge. God knows what agenda is in store for us, what political agenda is in store for us as hunters and gun owners if we make the wrong choice on Election Day this year. I urge you, if you do not are not registered to vote, register to vote. I urge you to take a look at the platforms of both political candidates running for president. I urge you not to waste your vote on a third-party candidate. I urge you to understand what is at risk. You are seeing it played out. I am telling it to you straight. 77 million acres of federal land in Alaska has just effectively been padlocked. Coming to a wildlife, national wildlife refuge near you. There's one that's 2 hours drive from where I'm sitting right now. Thousands and thousands and thousands of acres. Still open to hunting. Primarily sika deer. One of the strongholds of sika deer. One of the largest holdings of sika deer in Maryland. If you want to register to vote quickly and easily and want to stay within the hunting world, the Maryland Hunting Coalition on its webpage, mdhuntingcoalition.org, has a direct link to voter registration services. Just look on the website. You'll see a big button that says vote. Click on it. It'll take you to the voter registration site. You can fill out a form online. Boom, send it in. You're registered to vote. What is at risk to hunters and shooters and anglers who enjoy fishing and hunting on our public lands, federal lands across this country, is definitely at risk. Shutting down 77 million acres in Alaska is one of the biggest pokes in the eye to the American hunter that you could ever imagine. But hell, it's Alaska. Who cares about that? Folks, what's going on in Washington, D.C., and the interaction, the unholy partnership between the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Humane Society of the United States, and I must say, to some degree here in Maryland, is wrong. Get out. Stay out, stay safe.